Todd and Nancy in the morning, because misery loves company. And coffee, lots of coffee. The Twister, KDHN 1470 AM and 102.7 FM. Your morning survival kit.
This heart ain't easy to love. This heart ain't easy to love. It's a little too cold, a little too stuck, a little too broke, a little too drunk.
Well, when you get rain, usually people sleep in, so I guess no joke of the day from Avon B today. Time to get up! Let's go!
It's a rainy morning Wednesday.
I've been sleeping and slacking.
Boy, did we have some rain last night. Wow.
1.2 on the gauge. Rodney Hunter texted me, 7/10 at the old gold farm. He said, nice gold rain overnight.
Yeah. We really are getting some good rain at just the right time.
Still got some puddles in the parking lot, too.
Lots of people have, planted and... This is the time to get that water in the ground. And we did have some good moisture left from last year, surprisingly. So this will just make it even better.
Strong to severe storms possible this afternoon. Heavy rain could cause some flash flooding. So take notice.
You know, it's been... When you watched... If you looked at the radar last night, it was quite an event. We didn't even think it was going to come over us. We were watching the radar and, it's going to mess
up. It's going to fizzle out.
and then it rained, and then it rained again. So there was thunder with it, but really none of the bad stuff.
No severe weather.
We don't want any severe weather.
The burn ban for Castro County has been lifted.
Has it really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I wouldn't just say it to say it.
Well, I didn't know what you...
According to the sheriff.
All right. Yeah. All right.
So 1.2 at the gauge here. Rodney Hunter, 7/10. And if you got a rain gauge, text us at 647-6031. And we'll let people know where other places are. Because, it's just more than two people.
Yes. More than two. Well, it's nice to know... The area rainfall. So many times people don't realize, like that rain gauge challenge they do with Doppler Dave up there. Even in the city of Amarillo, the rainfall totals vary greatly from one side to the other. So it's kind of good to know. How did it go all the way around the area?
The Texas DOT has closed the interchange from US 60 to I-27 northbound due to water over the road. The interchange at US 87 to I-27 northbound near Canyon. And they've kind of moved people on some other little side roads. The traffic is being detoured at Country Club Road to northbound I-27.
Wow.
So they got a little water on the road up there.
Well, that's what happens when you get lots of heavy rain.
No more wildfires for a week or two.
I know. We went from wildfires, the train trestle burned, it was a mess, and now it's raining. And we're flooding. So if it's not one thing, it's another.
Well, around here, it's kind of strange weather.
Just be happy with everything you get.
Wesley Spurlock said they missed out on the rain last night up there. Just a bunch of wind.
Oh, yeah. I heard him say that. And it didn't look like it went up that far anyway. It kind of, for some reason, hugged this side of the panhandle and just kind of swirled around one area.
He said they had a little rain a couple weeks ago, and then that was about it.
Well, hopefully they'll get their share, too.
Wake up over there. Let's go.
What do you mean,
you're
wake
like
up?
Half awake.
I'm half awake?
You come in here late again, you're going to get fired.
Late? Here, let me leave the room and see what happens then.
I'll just put it on automation. I don't care. I can take a shower.
Oh.
The top 10 singles for June 4th, 1983.
Oh, June 1983. That's my favorite time of the lifetime.
It is?
What is it? Yes,
why?
83. Because that was the best year, 83.
Straight from the Heart from Bryan Adams.
Oh, that's a good one.
Laura Branigan, Solitaire.
Oh, really? Laura Branigan.
Yeah.
Wow.
Little Red Corvette from Prince.
Little Red Corvette.
A song I wrote from Lionel Richie, My Love. The next song I wrote was Beat It.
Beat It.
Michael Jackson.
Beat It.
Blinded Me with Science from Thomas Dolby. I've never heard of that.
Oh, yes. You've heard the song.
No, I haven't.
Oh, yeah, you have. Let me get it for you.
Culture
and then you'll
Club.
Sing.
Clock of the Heart.
Oh, Culture Club. Remember the lady at Walmart that sang Culture Club all the time?
That was Karma Chameleon.
Karma Chameleon.
David Bowie, Let's Dance.
David Bowie.
Overkill, Men at Work.
Oh.
Flash Dance, What a Feeling. Irene Cara.
Uh-huh.
So there you go, the top 10 singles from 1983.
What was that song? Oh, Blinded Me with Science.
Never heard of it.
Thomas Dolby. Oh,
She Blinded Me with Science.
Right. She Blinded Me with
Oh, there you go, right
science.
Again. Quit saying that!
I mean, whether it's She Blinded Me with Science or Blinded Me with Science.
Do not say right or great ever again.
What does it matter?
Oops, the dogs are barking.
They are? No, that's the ad I have to listen to before I can start the video. You need this song.
I do?
Yeah.
Never heard of it.
Poetry in Motion. She turned her tender eyes to me. As deep as any ocean.
I was busy
as
in 1983
sweet as any
working,
harmony.
Listening to that crappy rap music.
She blinded me with science.
That's not my cup of tea.
You have to know this song.
I've never heard of it.
Oh, you gotta be kidding.
We didn't listen to that on the tractor. We listened to George Strait
you
and Johnny Cash.
You weren't on the tractor in 1983.
Yeah,
you started your broadcasting career.
I was over on the Glen Shure farm in Plainview with Martin Shure.
43 years ago in 1983. Now, what month did you come to?
July of 1983.
So you weren't quite here yet.
No.
You still had another month.
It was 107 the day I got to Peaville.
I don't know if I believe the temperature.
Yeah,
that's
I do.
A little
hadn't
high.
Rained in like 2 years.
Oh, please.
Here's the joke of the day.
Oh, my God. Did you get
Since,
one?
No. You know, they're still sleeping. It rained. It's cloudy.
Joke
it's,
of the day.
Rivers don't drink their own water. Trees don't eat their own fruit. The sun doesn't shine for itself. And flowers don't spread their fragrance by themselves.
Okay.
Living for others is the law of nature. Life is good when you're happy, but life is even better when you make other people happy.
That's a joke?
That's my own damn joke.
Because making people happy is not your priority.
When someone betrays you, do the following things.
Oh! All right, betrayal. This is a good one.
I'm so tired of Facebook sending messages. What's up with those people? The first betrayal usually happens long before the moment you finally discover it.
Well, that's true. That's
change,
true.
Pay attention to change in patterns. Like if I would start losing tons of weight and be out all night, you know, something's up.
Oh, losing weight and being out all night. That means something's
smoking
up.
Smoking cigarettes.
Oh, you start smoking. There's definitely.
That's a warning right there.
We got a red flag right there.
Acting like you're 16 when you're not.
Digressing.
Oh, that's just a little bit from 2005.
I digress.
Let me digress. People who betray trust often become defensive before they become honest.
Oh, the defensive thing. Yes, that's always a red flag. For everything. Defensive for everything.
Number three.
Okay.
Betrayal hurts deeply because your brain keeps replaying the version of the person you believed was actually real.
Yeah, the person you thought they were and then the person they really are. That's two different people.
Some people test your loyalty first through small lies before bigger ones pop up.
Every second of every day.
The king of white lies.
Right here in the studio.
So I had a weird dream.
Oh, you did? You didn't tell me about it.
I told
it.
You that.
You did?
At 4:15 a.m.
I don't know about that.
You don't remember?
You told me about something. Oh, yeah. Okay.
It's like my calisthenics or something.
I don't
from
know.
From spraying.
You always have these weird dreams like you're There's always some animal involved attacking you or scaring you, or it's an airplane, you know. I don't know. We need to see what's going on inside that head.
Oh, now Avon B. sends a joke of the day.
Oh, well, let's a little
We'll get to
there.
That in a minute.
Oh, my gosh.
Here's a news flash. Ready?
News flash.
Protect your cattle on feed from death loss.
Death loss.
Contact the country folks in Iowa.
Or loss from death?
Feedlot mortality protection you can buy now.
Oh, really? Is that an insurance policy?
Yes.
Really? Oh, that sounds dangerous.
Don't overpay for fluctuating inventory. Feeders can report cattle numbers on whatever basis works best for you. Contact the country folks at Livestock Risk Partners.
Hmm.
I never heard of that.
That sounds interesting.
So, let's see. 76 years ago today, June 3rd, 1949.
Oh, 1949.
Dragnet premiered on NBC Radio.
Dragnet. Wow.
Before it was on TV, it was on radio.
That's a throwback.
It was created by Jack Webb from Web and Web in Plainview. I used to watch Dragnet.
I don't think I ever watched Dragnet, but I do remember hearing about it.
Joe, what's his name? Jack Webb.
Jack Webb, yes.
Yep. He built the show about realistic police procedures and narration, kind of like the dude you like from Colorado Springs, or his name is.
Joe Kinda. I love Joe Kinda. In fact, there was a Joe Kinda clip this morning on Instagram that I watched. I let it play while I was working.
Really?
And it was really good. They were interviewing this woman, and she was very cooperative, very pleasant. And then they looked for the button. Joe Kinda said, "I always looked at the interview as a button, a board of buttons. Which button can I push?" He said. So they ended up.
That's what you do in there. I wondered what you were
the
doing.
The interrogators pushed a button that got her riled up.
Oh.
And they asked her that because she was suspected of killing a woman. And they said, "When was the last time you saw her?" And she said, "Oh, around the time that she passed, you know, at the grocery store or whatever."
And I smacked her in
the
head.
And they asked her when that was, and she said it was around Valentine's Day. But Joe Kinda cuts in and he says, "Well, that information was never released to the public. According to the media, her death happened around like March 11th or something like that." So she revealed herself and her knowledge of when she died. That really was a good button to push.
Joe Kinda will say, "Well, what do we have here?"
Oh, yes. Yes, I just love listening to him because he's just so good at how he handles people like that.
He was a big investigator in Colorado Springs for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
My voice is going haywire again.
I want to say he had the least number of unsolved cases, or he may not have any unsolved cases on his... You know, from his tenure there in Colorado Springs.
If you kill, we will find you.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Yes.
Here's the joke of the day from Avon B.
Here we go.
I don't even know how much rain they got because she didn't tell me. What?
Well, we got to know how much rain you got over there.
Why did the jockey name his horse Bad News?
Oh, I don't know. Why did the jockey name his horse Bad News?
Because bad news travels fast.
Ah! Oh! That is true, isn't it? Bad news does travel fast. And
that's pretty good
it
joke.
It doesn't travel as fast as lies and rumors, but it still travels fast.
I'm going to get a t-shirt like this.
T-shirt. "I never question Nancy's choices because I'm one of them." That's a good one. You need to wear that
shirt.
That
looks like me in that photo. A couple tattoos on the old arm of you.
I like that.
On sale today for only $20.
Mm. Sounds like a deal for a custom shirt.
So 1.2 on the rain gauge here.
1.2.
90% chance of more rain today.
Well, you know what happens when they say that. We get nothing. So we'll
here's
see.
Something I thought about you when I read this at 4:15 today.
Oh, this made you think of me.
Yeah.
Hopefully it's something good.
20 things high class people never do.
Oh, never do. Okay, what's number
guess
one?
Guess what's number one? If you
own a radio station?
No, that's two.
I don't know. What is number one?
Number one is things they never do is gossip.
Oh, you know, there's a whole lot more to do in life than gossip.
But we know people that gossip a lot.
We know people who gossip about us. And the stories we've heard are...
what kind of car is that?
Quite interesting. We find them very entertaining.
A close second.
Number two.
Brag.
Oh, yeah.
Brag. They let action speak, not words.
You know, there's a way to handle that. But I don't know. I don't know about that.
Hereford Steve, how much rain do you get?
You got to be humble.
Number three, they show off their money.
Oh.
True class stays low key.
I know of a person who's not alive anymore, who literally, and it was a man, who would carry a wad of money in his shirt pocket. And he wore a button-up shirt, so it was a thin pocket. So you always could see the wad of money in the pocket. So you knew.
That's dangerous.
That was stupid.
Half inch of rain, Avon B said. They got south of town.
Really? I have.
Yeah, they got shorted, man.
They got robbed on that one.
1.2 here at the ranch.
They missed out on the other half of that.
Number four, lose their temper. They control their emotions.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And they don't get defensive either.
Number five, judge appearances. They value character over looks.
Oh, character is so much more. Although, I have to say, appearance matters. But, yeah.
Interrupt others, number six.
Oh,
they never do this.
I only interrupt you. I don't interrupt anybody else.
Well, I don't count. Seek validation.
No.
They don't need any approval from nobody.
Why do I need someone else to validate me? I'm gonna put my life on somebody else's opinion? Forget that.
Number eight, this is one thing that you actually do out of the 20 of things that high-cost people never do.
Oh.
Hold grudges.
Yeah, I don't do that
Make
either.
Make you mad? Hell, it'll be Christmas before you talk to me.
I'm talking to you right now, and well, I don't you, know you, how many times
won't be.
You've made me mad, and I'm still talking to you. So
I ain't made you mad
definitely
once.
I'm on that one, too.
Talk loudly.
Oh,
that's the thing people don't do.
Talk over other people. Yeah, that's not a good idea.
Constantly complaining. Now, you have two kids that complain all the time, so I don't understand that.
They're
just complaining about every damn thing
everything
there is.
Everything.
Oh,
life.
I got this problem. I got
every little thing, every little pain, every Jeez. Little everything. I know. I don't understand why they didn't get that from me, that... You know, it doesn't matter. Just get up and enjoy the day. It's just a great day to be alive.
Number 13, they make excuses.
Well, that too, yeah.
They flaunt their luxurious travel.
Flaunt? Another lavish trip?
Lavish trip, huh?
Another lavish trip?
That's hard on the pocketbook, I bet.
That's a little hard on the wallet.
They overshare personal life. Now, people that are high class never do that.
Okay. Yeah, I don't share at all. I keep it all to myself.
Compare themselves to others. They stay focused on their own path.
See? That's what I told you when we started here. We just got to stay focused on what we're doing. Don't worry about anybody else.
And that's what we've done.
And that's what we've done.
Every once in a while, we get off track a little.
We have gotten a little distracted here and there at times.
We drive into
the
ditch a couple times.
Well, you know, but you're always driving, so we know who's responsible for that.
So, let's see, spread negativity. They uplift the environment.
Well, isn't that why we're here? Why would we want to spread negativity?
Chasing people. They value themselves too much to do that kind of stuff.
Ew, why would you want to chase somebody else and have their problems?
And they think before they act.
Always. Well, sometimes. Sometimes you can be a little impulsive, right?
Me?
No.
That's my middle name. Sue Martin said, God, you guys got 1.2 inches of rain. Wish we could get a 2-inch rain here. It's getting dry. I think it's going to rain there Friday.
Oh, really? You know, it's funny when people in Iowa say it's dry. They really don't know what dry is, do they?
No.
Until they've been here from September until 2 weeks ago with nothing. Well, we did have a little snow, but
this is a second cousin to the Mojave Desert.
I would say we're just one step away, or maybe a half a step.
Or Death Valley, California.
Yeah, man.
Or what's that town where all the old people live? Out there in the mountains in Southwest somewhere.
Starts with a P. What is it?
Palm Springs.
Palm Springs, yeah.
It's bad when you can't remember those old pokey towns.
I like the picture of the U-Haul Max sent you yesterday.
I said goodbye, so, Las Vegas, dude.
I am so jealous that they are moving to Carson City, yeah. Because that is so close to Lake Tahoe, and it is
He said 30 minutes away.
So beautiful there. They have just so much to enjoy there. It's got to be better than Las Vegas.
Tahoe.
Surely they'll enjoy it more than Las Vegas.
I did a revamp at a station in Tahoe. Or whatever Larry says.
Oh.
I was in Tahoe and they really messed that whole thing up.
Larry is always going to be Larry. And he's our radio dad.
Uncle Larry.
He is. Fox. I haven't had a dad for 32 years, but he's my radio dad.
Fox 4 News out of Kansas City.
Kansas City. Fox 4.
Missouri State Board of Education announced yesterday that its president, Mary Schrag, has resigned.
Oh, why did Mary
Effective
resign?
Effective immediately.
Mary Schrag.
Yes, S-C-H-R-A-G.
Sounds like Schrag to me.
She said, I want to spend more time with my ex-husband.
Schrag the Hag.
Shrag the
Hag. Maybe she's related to, what's his name?
Merle Haggard?
Merle Haggard,
the Hag. So, Peebo Bryson dies.
Yes, we saw that on the news last night. I wonder what happened.
He sang that song Beauty and the Beast with Celine Dion.
Oh, was that him sang that? Wow.
Can you stop the rain?
Can you?
We don't ever play that song here.
We don't want to play that song around here.
That kind of
stuff.
It's getting lighter out, actually. It looked like it was going to storm a minute ago.
Yeah, the clouds look like they're getting lighter, not darker.
Treat Her Like a Lady, another song from Peebo.
Oh, Treat Her. I remember that song, Treat Her Like a Lady.
Why Goodbye?
Hmm.
I Can't Imagine with Regina Bell. Is that her name?
He's saying, We're the Best of Friends with Natalie Cole and Born to Love with Roberta Flack.
Roberta. I like her.
you like Roberta. Good.
Okay, enough of Peebo. Signs of a toxic conversation.
Oh. Getting it right here
number
through the
one.
Microphone.
Guess what number one is.
Number one. Signs of a toxic conversation. One person gets defensive.
They interrupt you constantly.
Oh, constantly. Yes. And then accuse you of interrupting them.
They turn every discussion into an argument. You knew somebody like that.
I do know somebody like that. Still today.
Well, why not damn Christmas decorations? They mock your feelings.
Oh, yeah. Well, you're too sensitive.
Well, just grow up a little, will you?
You're too sensitive. It was just a joke.
It was a joke when I said that insulting stuff to you.
When I said those hateful things. Can't you take a joke?
They mock your feelings.
Yes, mock
your feelings. Did I say that already?
Yes, you did.
Oh, okay.
That's your third time to say it.
They only listen to respond, not to understand what you're saying.
Well, if they're supposedly listening to respond, they're not listening at all. They're just waiting to say their piece.
I've done a lot better job on number four.
Oh, you have?
Yeah.
What's that?
I used to respond all the time, and now I just kind of like...
You do listen more, but sometimes you don't respond at all, and really...
I just need a couple minutes.
Oh, a couple minutes. Okay.
They bring up your past mistakes all the time.
Oh, you know.
You know, you didn't get that hole dug for that irrigation pipe over there.
You know, when people bring up things from, I don't know, 10 years ago. I mean, I remember the stuff that happened, but that's not relevant to what's going on right now. So, yeah.
They avoid accountability.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Boy, I can see why you've picked these lists. They sound so familiar.
Not in my life. Number seven, they use sarcasm to insult you.
Oh, yes. And that's when you're too sensitive. I'm just joking.
Get over it.
Get over it.
Let me spray your flowers with Roundup. Oh, I didn't do that.
Just killing the grass.
I'm killing the grass and all the other crap.
I'm just letting it soak into the roots through the soil.
There's no leaching there.
No.
They dismiss your boundaries.
They dismiss you altogether. You don't even exist.
Here's one you said happened all the time. They twist your words.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And there's still someone that does that. We had a conversation about that on Monday.
They make you feel guilty for speaking honestly.
Well, let's just say they try to make you feel guilty, but that doesn't always work with everybody.
You know, people, Bryson was only 75.
He had a stroke, and then he died. So he had a stroke on, like, the 31st.
He was born in 1951.
And he died 2 days later. Yeah.
He looked pretty good.
He did look good. He had a heart attack, I believe, in 2019.
Really?
Yeah.
There's a lady that was on the... Today's show on NBC yesterday.
WNBC.
NBC with
WNBC News right here in New York City.
And whoever that is. A woman's 101 years old. She says, the reason I'm 101 is I swim every day.
Oh, does she?
She has a pool. She goes to this pool and swims every day.
Every day. You know, I used to swim a lot when I lived in Peaville. I would go... When I was, you know, either on a weekend, not usually on a weekend, but during the off season, you know, between school in the winter or in the summer. And I loved it. Swimming is so good.
You did some troubleshooting yesterday for our Texas Rangers disaster.
Yes.
And found out our receiver's no good.
I called Skyview and said, hey, we got a problem. First, I called the automation company. I said, I need you to look in our system and make sure nothing weird has happened. And nothing had happened. So I talked to this guy who knew about our call the night before, and he tried to set it up to be just internet only and then wanted me to unplug and plug it back in. So I did, and it looked okay. So he said, I want you to do it again and see if it sticks. Well, apparently that was the last unplug and plug back in this receiver was ever going to do, because... It has the red fault light on, and it's not turned off since.
It's 10 years old, right?
They cannot communicate with it. And we've had it for 10 years.
Okay.
But they said it's the oldest receiver there is. So they're sending us a new one. We should get it Friday, they said.
Hey, when we get that all hooked up to the internet,
uh-huh.
Can we have a satellite smashing party?
Oh,
take the sledgehammer to
the satellite
dish.
We're going to be looking for someone to remove the satellite dish from our property.
Get the cutting torch out. Get that damn thing out of here.
I cannot even tell you the kind of party we're going to have. We're going to celebrate getting rid of that thing.
That has been a pain.
But they're trying to transition over to internet only anyway.
That's good.
Because the satellite thing isn't always, you know, between the sun having all the...
Fades.
The stuff, you know, these solar storms from the sun and all these different things that interfere, maintaining the satellites and all that. This is a better option.
So we didn't have the game on last night because... The receiver doesn't work.
We will not have a game on until
yesterday,
we
today.
Get the new receiver set up. So
I'm glad you called him, because I was tired of dealing with that.
It's possible we could have Friday's game on, and if not, it won't be until next week
on. You need to call those people, and I've been dealing with them for 10 years.
Well, you said, well, we're going to call Skyview. I said, don't worry about it. I'm going to call Skyview, and I'm going to handle it.
At least the dude was good.
He didn't, like, the guy that we talked to, Jay, the night before, Jay never stopped talking. He's not on the list of classy people there. No. You couldn't say anything, because he would ask you a question, and before you could even get a word out, because we don't even talk slow, he was already talking. It's like, oh, this is fun.
So I officially unplugged that thing this morning. So
I noticed that there aren't any lights on over there. We don't want to take it out, because we'll have to plug everything in where it is. We just won't have the coax in there.
We're going to smash the satellite dish into a million pieces.
Well, we're going to have to get it down. That is a really big and heavy satellite dish. The other one was small compared to this.
I know.
And
this thing's
heavy,
because I've had to deal with that thing pushing it around.
Well, and the sun is, not the sun, the wind has loosened it up. So we've got some really big bolts that are, and it's just wobbling out there.
Maybe it'll just fall over.
Well, as long as it doesn't fall on the dogs or or one
They're
of us.
They're smarter than we are.
Or one of us.
Guess how many years the Outdoor Musical Texas has been around?
70?
60 years.
60 years. Wow.
Can you believe that?
I can't believe that.
I took you there and flaunted my money once.
You did. You took me there in July of 2013, and it was so hot. Oh, my gosh. And we ended up sitting underneath where one of the spotlights was shining down on the stage, so there were bugs
in my ear.
You don't want to sit under one of those lights. If you go to the show, you want to sit somewhere those lights are not shining right over you. And there were people in front of us, and everyone's wiping bugs off of them, getting them out of their hair, and all that. And you're all sticky and hot.
We should have brought some bug spray.
We didn't know.
I know.
We had no idea.
Could have had some Avon B bug spray.
It was funny. It was a really good show. We really enjoyed it. You actually fell asleep during part of it.
Really?
During the beginning of it.
Yeah, I got woke up by some explosion.
And then they have this big lightning bolt that comes down, and that woke you up. You didn't sleep again after that. You were awake for the rest of the show.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, what the heck?
Your eyes popped open. Oh, what was that?
Where am I?
Oh, that was the lightning bolt. Oh.
News Channel 10 had a post on from KFDA. It said, if you had $1 million and only an hour to spend it, what would you buy?
Do you have to buy something?
Yeah, you have 1 minute, 1 hour to spend $1 million. You got to buy something. What are you going to buy?
What am I going to buy in an hour? I don't know. I'd really have to think about that one.
I would buy $1 million house.
You can't buy a house in an hour.
Yeah, you can.
Well,
you can
I guess if you
make an offer and drag it out.
If you have cash,
yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I'd want to buy $1 million.
I didn't
house.
Have any information from the snowman today. He's rude.
Well, you know.
It's funny how people want things, and then when you give it to them, they never reply.
It's ghosting. That's weird. Ghosting.
The FCC adopted the standard for the FM stereo broadcasting back in April 19th of 1961.
Oh, 61.
Yeah.
Interesting.
FM stereo coming at you.
FM stereo. Right here.
The first station to apply for the FM stereo was KDKA FM in Pittsburgh to test the transmitter.
Oh, really? To test
They used to be in, they started back in the, I don't know, 30s or something with an AM station in
61.
Oh, late 50s. They did a test. And then FCC finally said, okay, you can do FM stereo now.
So do you know why an FM station, like to run an FM transmitter, is so expensive? Why is it so much more expensive than an AM?
Because you have a lot more parts.
Oh, you
do? It's like a Cadillac and a Chevy.
Really?
AM is a Chevy, and the Cadillac is, you know, the FM.
Yeah, but it doesn't normally cost more just because of the brand. I mean, there's a lot of the same components in both vehicles.
No, there's not.
Oh, yeah, there is.
No, you're not. I got heated seats in the Caddy. You don't have them in the Chevy.
And AM takes a whole antenna, right? The whole antenna is the signal.
No, there's a magic circle.
There's
remember?
A magic ring.
There's a ring around there. You know that.
That's what I heard.
It's
from somebody.
You have a wand.
And I thought, oh my goodness,
you have a magic wand.
We have
there.
A problem, you Houston. Know. We have a problem. This person who owns a radio station thinks that the AM tower has a magic ring around it. That's where the signal
There's
comes
a lot
from.
Of parts on an FM there's not in the AM.
Okay.
It's like having a V8 on the FM and like a V2 on the AM.
Oh.
Two spark plugs is
okay.
a V8.
Okay. So you have the Honda four-cylinder that's...
And the Jeep.
That's running efficiently. And then you have the... What is it? What's those big motors? What are those called?
The Hemis?
Yeah, the big Hemi on the FM that's burning fuel like it's like there's no tomorrow.
In Plainview, to run those two FM transmitters is like $10,000 a month.
Yes, and people don't realize that FMs are so expensive.
And they break down all the time.
Like that means you have to have your bottom dollar just to have the transmitter on is $10,000. You got to bring in that much money. That's a lot of money.
Just for all the dang electricity.
Even the ones that are $5,000 a month, it's, oh my goodness. You know, and that doesn't include anything else. That's just to have the electricity on for the transmitter.
The joys of my life is listening to the hum on the broadcast electronics transmitter.
Yeah.
Paladuro Canyon said, a trail update, they said, we've had consistent rain this week, so the trails are closed right now.
Yes, when the trails are wet and mucky, they don't let people out there because it messes everything up.
Yeah, you don't want to tear up stuff.
No.
You know,
it has to be much drier than that.
Common sense, people.
Makes sense to me.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
So, my throat's really scratchy today. I don't understand
what's going on with your throat. Do you need some more throat spray. You have to start spraying your throat every day.
No.
No? Okay.
That stuff didn't do any good.
You said it was great. You said, oh, man, that was great. Oh, please. That's exactly what I'm talking about.
I don't remember nothing.
Of course you don't. You only remember what you want
so
to remember.
So is Chaz coming today or not?
I don't know. I sent him a message about what we know, and he hasn't responded, so we'll see.
That's a problem, you know, nowadays.
It is. It's a problem. But I'm going to be calling every day until I get something.
Myrtle Beach police officer, the home of Vanna White.
Oh, yes, she is from Myrtle Beach.
I was there once on a little rendezvous.
You did go on a little excursion with one of your former high school classmates.
Myrtle Beach police officer was fired after pointing his weapon at a fellow officer, according to the Myrtle Beach Police Department.
Oh, my goodness, really?
He said, shut up!
Oh, my gosh.
He points his gun at the other dude.
People have anger issues. I'm sorry. They need to deal with that better.
Can you believe that?
Wow.
Yeah, the Saturday, Michael DeBoss, or whatever his last name is, 46, was charged with weapons, pointing and presented a firearm at a person.
Wow. And it's a peace officer. It should be a higher charge for that.
During the confrontation, DeBoss, whatever his name is, pointed his department-issued handgun at the officer. He was put on administrative leave immediately after that incident and then booked into the old Reuben Long Detention Center.
I don't understand why he wasn't immediately fired. Why is he on
administrative leave? You know, they had to look at the video and everything.
He pointed a gun at a fellow officer.
He said he had a bug in his eye and he couldn't see.
Oh, and he's like Barney Fife with the, oh my gun, I'm trying to get the bug out of my eye. And it's just flailing around. I don't know about that.
The 15th Circuit Court of Appeals will prosecute the Kush. I'm so tired of this email. Put a block on this TAB thing, will you?
Oh, my gosh.
The show tickets. They're kind of like NEFB. Let's go out and work.
We've been thinking about going to that. We're not sure we want to. We'll see.
I don't know.
Yeah.
These people need to get out and see what the real world's like. You know, Eddie Van Halen got divorced in 2007?
Yeah, from Valerie Bertinelli.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's weird.
Mm-hmm.
They're married for 29 days, it says.
They were married a long time, actually.
She got into the wrong group of people there.
Well, talk about a toxic relationship. That was very toxic for both of them. So.
She really got sucked into that.
She did. She did. And really, I think she's setting... I think she's kind of said from the beginning, the marriage probably... I mean, they just didn't have that much in common.
The number one song in 1963, what was it?
Cuts Like a Knife.
Percy Faith, a theme from A Summer Place.
Really?
Yeah.
I'll have to look that one up. I don't know what that is. Percy Faith.
On Columbia Records.
Really?
Yeah.
Well,
number
I'll
one song in
up.
1963.
Oh, 63.
Yeah, 1963.
Oh, I thought you said 83.
I listened to it on my Walkman.
On your Walkman. They didn't have those in 63.
Oh, okay, well, never mind.
There it is. Theme from A Summer Place.
I guess that was a movie.
There's a summer place where it may rain or storm, yet I'm safe and warm. For within the summer place your arms reach out to me, and my heart is free from all care, for it knows. Oh, my gosh.
Number 3, Jimmy Reeves sang a song that you wrote, He'll Have to Go.
It's time
one way
for
or another
to go.
It's time for you to, well, what's
pack
the rush?
The bag
what's
and
the
let's
rush?
Let's go.
Jump the gun here.
Okay. Well, we hope you enjoyed this morning's show. I don't know, it's kind of weird. After that nice rain last night, who knows what happened? Thanks to B for sending in the joke of the day. Don't forget about the farmer's market coming up on the 12th from 9 to noon right there on the north side of the square. Head on over and support your local vendors or give her a call to be a vendor, 647-7006. Stay tuned to KDHN all day, every day, 1470 AM, 102.7 FM. Ag news, markets, weather, and the best country music. It's the best station in the panhandle. We know it. You know it. Keep it locked in. We're done for today, and we'll be back in the morning.